Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We haven't done this in a while. It's time for Vegas Confessions.
Yay!
It's time to talk about the things you did while in Las Vegas.
Heck yeah.
There was just a pullout of the sinniest cities. Is that a word, sinniest?
It is. Sin City. They're the top sinniest cities.
It is actually number one. I've lost the paper, but it's...
Yeah, Vegas eked it out again another year for me.
Do you remember any of the other cities that were on that list? I'm trying to remember.
New Orleans, I think, because of their Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah. Everybody shows their boobs and stuff. And was Longmont on there?
Longmont was not. Your motherland
Sioux Falls?
Was,
what about Minot, North Dakota? I found it. Hold on. I'm almost there. I'm here. I'm nearly there. And I've lost it.
Okay.
Anyway, so we want to know what you did in Vegas that would be something you don't really want to say on the air.
There we go.
I know you didn't do this, but a friend of yours.
What? Oh, yeah. My buddy Todd. Why do you remember that?
Why are you saying his name?
Oh, sorry. It's
Tim Odd. What did he do?
Yeah, so me and a buddy, we went to Vegas, and my buddy Todd was in L.A., and he said, oh, I'll just jump on a plane and come hang out. So he gets on a plane, comes to Vegas. He comes up to our room. He had already picked up one of those ladies of the evening that you get the brochures on the strip.
Yeah.
He brought him back, brought him to our room. Mm. Instead of getting like a rollaway bed, they did their business in my other buddy's bed.
Ugh.
Right. And so when they got done, he went down to the casino and he blew a whole bunch of money. And then when he got done blowing a whole bunch of money, he calls up his credit card company and says, yeah, I'm here at a Vegas casino. I lost my credit card. I don't know if anybody's ringing up charges and stuff, but we better probably should cancel that card. So they went ahead and canceled the card.
And he didn't have to pay for any of the debauchery that he had done.
Yeah. In our room, in the casino.
You would think that the credit card companies would just contact the casino and go, can you show me who was making that transaction?
You know what? I think it was so long. I think they do that now, but this was this was a while ago.
Before
they started
doing
it. You were able to rack up on a card and then report it stolen. Yeah, he just tore a swath through Vegas.
Just saying, don't try this at home. It's not a great idea. Somebody else wrote in that they were lifeguarding at one of the pools. Here's their Vegas confession. It's really somebody else's Vegas confession. This is going to be tough for me to read. So he watched a guy walk up to a girl. The guy held his hands out. She vomited into his hands as if it was something like he knew she needed to vomit. Okay. And so he held his hands out so she could barf in him. He then lifted his hands up, smelled it.
What?
Then dropped it on the floor and began making out with the girl.
That's no.
The lifeguard then had to stop them because their making out turned into heavy petting and they started disrobing.
After vomiting, he's smelling it. It's still on his hands. He's what the heck?
I feel like when we're doing Vegas confessions, a lot of these stories are going to have
vomit.
Mm.
Yeah,
vomit in relations. All right, so this is where we want you to blow our phones up. What's your Vegas confession?
Yeah,
there's somebody else. Why are they all this? They said one night we were at a hot club. A really hot guy asked me to dance. I was so nervous.
Yacked, threw up. The heck?
Another person writes, their Vegas confession is, I let my inner college girl out. I crashed a bachelor party and slept with the groom.
Heck yeah. That's fun.
Let's see. What was the other one I really liked? Oh, I lost it. There it is. This is Vegas confession. I made out with my best friend in Vegas.
Best friend.
And her mom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At a party.
Heck, it's better.
We were all super drunk, and I made my way through their family tree.
Dang, you got to respect that.
It doesn't say if the person who wrote that was a male or a female, but does it really matter?
You know what? They went through the whole family tree.
What happens in Vegas would normally stay in Vegas, but instead we want you to confess it. Now, we want to say this. You don't have, if you're afraid of your boss hearing you or your wife hearing you, your husband hearing you, don't worry. We have VD.
Voice disguiser.
So this is the time. Tell us your Vegas confessions. Lisa?
Yai.
Yai. You are disguised. What's your Vegas confession?
So I went to Vegas on one trip and met a guy that was a bouncer at one of the clubs, and we ended up kind of hooking up. And
why are you downplaying it? You're disguised. Nobody knows you. It's like kind of hooking up. Like, you know, I stared at him naked.
Well, Lisa's not really my name either. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
So okay. So totally hooked up with the doorman.
Gotcha.
And then the next day, no, I'm sorry. Later that night, like middle of the night, met a guy that we kind of clicked, and I ended up hooking up with him later too the next day. And then we ended up having a long distance relationship from Colorado to Vegas back and forth. Right.
Heck yeah.
And then I went to visit him on New Year's Eve, but all I could think about was the guy from before. And so I was out there for New Year's Eve, and we were down in the strip where they block it all off, and it's a billion people, and I'm drunk or trying to be more drunk, and I accidentally got lost from the guy I was with and went straight to go find the bouncer at the club.
And did you hook up with him again?
Well, no, because I found him, but the guy I was dating apparently found me, and I was sitting there like making out with this dude, and he found me, and I had flown out and was staying with him at his apartment on.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, that's what Vegas is. You just multiple partners, same night, that sort of thing. Thank you for the call. Andrea.
Yay.
Vegas confession.
Yeah. So I went with a group of my girlfriends. Some of them went to a club, and I stayed back with another group. And we went to go meet up with them, and the cover charge was too much. So we were wondering where else we could go, and we got in a car with two people to go to a house party that sounded better than the strip. I don't know how I survived, but I got in a car with two strangers and drove 20, 30 minutes off the strip.
Yeah.
Why would you? Right. So that's happened to me. Have you ever been like in the taxi cab line? I think you maybe happened to you and me one time where a limo driver comes up and goes, hey, don't wait in line. So you're like, okay. So you go get in the limo. And then he's like, by the way, there's going to be 17 other people in the car.
Yeah. It's
you.
Like, what?
Wait, what? No, what?
The heck?
So you didn't know these people at all and you went to their house?
Yeah. No, they were just kind of in like the front lobby area of a hotel. And they're like, hey, we're headed to a party. You guys want to come? It's 2 a.m. We've already been drinking. And we're like, sure, that sounds great. It's cheaper than the $20 they want for cover.
And you made it home in one piece.
Yeah, we both did.
That.
And you didn't do anything janky at the party or anything? You don't have any blackouts or anything?
No. And this was like the days before Uber and way back in the day.
That's wow.
You are very lucky to not be a part of the Nevada desert at this point. Thank you for the call, Andrea. Lynn.
Yes.
Vegas confession. Sorry. What did you do?
About 35 years ago, my now husband and I went to Vegas for New Year's Eve. And at the time, they had champagne fountains flowing everywhere. So
they did?
I drank
That's cool.
Can I have a quick aside, Lynn, just real quick? When was the last time you were in Vegas? A couple years ago, right? Yeah. Or have you been? Do you remember like 10 years ago when Vegas was a place where you could drink for free? I have not had a free drink in Vegas.
If you're gambling, yeah.
I gamble and then nobody brings me a drink. She's describing a time when they would just walk around. There was champagne flowing and whatever, but like.
You haven't? Wow.
You get free. I never. Oh, you sit at a poker table.
That's right. Or I'm sitting.
So there's a waitress who comes around. Like, I'll walk up to a slot machine. No, waitresses walk right by me. And I even go do what you do, like the big dollar ones.
And you're supposed to get.
They're supposed to get. Like, I just dropped.
Your reputation precedes you, buddy.
Because I know I'm going to be like, so I want a Manhattan, but let's get very specific.
I need a round rock ice.
Yes, I need
thing
a sphere. At least 2 inches in diameter.
Yeah, that's.
I'm going to need the maraschino cherries, like the Luxardo or better. I don't want, if they're red, I don't want it.
They can sense that.
You're right. They're like, if you want a Coors Light, I can get it.
Exactly.
All right, sorry to interrupt you, Lynn. So there's champagne flowing from the ceilings.
For free.
So
no, they had champagne fountains flowing, and you just went up and refilled your glass as much as you want. So I kept doing that, and finally someone came up to my husband and said, "You got to take her out of here. Oh. She's way too drunk." So he hauled me out, and I fell in the middle of the strip.
Oh, you're that person.
Yep, I was. And then he picks me up, and he puts me in the back of the truck we had borrowed from a friend of his.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I do. I bring a truck down to Vegas.
Yeah. And then I got sick in the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't yours. So
yeah, it's not my truck, so here we go.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.